good evening. My name is Richard. This is Over and Over and Over Again. It is Friday. It is, well, it's just gone 7:30, so it only means one thing, doesn't it? It is the Arsenal Women's Show, our weekly look at everything going on with this fantastic Arsenal women's team. It's a busy show tonight. There's been some transfer activity, so we're going to look at that, both incoming and outgoing as well. I think it's going to be quite a sad night for Terry, but we'll come on to that very, very shortly. We're also, of course, going to look back on that brilliant win against Liverpool last weekend. And we've got two big games coming up this next week, two London derbies in the Continental Cup and, of course, in the WSL on Sunday. So lots and lots of great stuff to talk about. And we are going to get going the other side of this. And of course, welcome to the show. As always, it is our international man of mystery. It's Andreas. How are you this week?
Not bad at all. Good evening, everybody. Looking forward to the show. And as you said, a lot to discuss, a lot of development in the last days and the last hours. So, yeah, let's start.
And I'm glad they waited until before the show to do all that stuff rather than afterwards so we can talk about it, which is better, isn't it? Before Terry starts on Amar being late, Amar unfortunately can't be with us tonight. He's got prior engagements, which is not really wrong, is it? But anyway, he has sent us some videos for the different topics that we're going to be talking about, so we will play them throughout the show as well at the appropriate moments. But before we start, actually, what we've got to do is I think all of us here tonight just need to spend just a moment and, you know, think of Terry at this really, really sad time. Yes, Terry's favourite, Jen Beattie, of course, has left the club today. I mean, it's sad for all of us, but more so for Terry, because we know that she's his big favourite. And there'll be no more Super Jen coming on and getting the vital goals and stuff like that. I mean, she's had a great career at Arsenal. There's no doubt about that. She's been a fantastic player. What a servant she's been as well for us. And it is quite sad, isn't it, Andreas, that she's gone? But you can understand the reasons why she wants to play more games and, you know, stuff like that before she finishes her career. So, I mean, we just want to really say a big thank you to her, don't we, for what she's done for the club over so many years.
Yeah, she was a great servant for the club. And it's sad to see her leave. But if we are honest, then it's a win-win situation for club and for her. 166 matches for Arsenal, 143 international caps for Scotland. She's one of the greatest players in the WSL history, a real Arsenal legend. And we could read it in the last hours that she calls Arsenal her home, and she says it will be forever in her heart, and she's welcome to be back in her home whenever she has finished her football career. But right now, it's a fantastic chance for her. She knows, we all know, that in the next 12, 18 months, she wouldn't get a lot of minutes at Arsenal. She's number four now with Leah's return. She's number five in the pecking order of the centre-backs. So, yeah, she wouldn't get many minutes. And now she has the chance to live and work in California. That's a dream for her. The club offered her a 2+1 contract. I think she will get good money there, and yeah, she deserves this chance and the fact that Arsenal said, okay, we release you out of the contract, and yeah, follow this dream and try the best from the late years of your career. It's fantastic. And I think we will all remember great matches from her, and we will especially remember last season when she was also not getting a lot of minutes, but when she was needed, she was there. She made great matches in the second half of last season. And forever we will remember the two matches in Champions League semifinals. Yeah, she was a great player for Arsenal. And yeah, I think she's always in our hearts as a gunner, and yeah, all the best to Jen.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. That semi-final, that will probably be, you know, there's so many memories of Jem Beattie playing for Arsenal over the years. Of course there is, but probably that my favourite one is going to have to be that the second leg of that semi-final at the Emirates last season against Wolfsburg, where we were losing 2-1, wasn't we? And Steno Blackstenius had to go off. As we found out later, it was an injury. We didn't know at the time. And he moved Jem Beattie up front. And literally about 5 minutes after, I turned around to Paula and said, what on earth is Jonas doing playing Jem Beattie up front and taking our top goal scorer off? And then she scores that goal. And it was like, well, there you go. That's, he knows what he's doing. And that was just a brilliant moment, actually. It was so funny and great. Obviously, it was such an important goal as well. And she always popped up with goals, didn't she, as well? You know, even when she played in defence later on, she always seemed to get a goal or two, didn't she? The one against Paris in the Champions League this year that took it to penalties, you know, was on the verge of going out. We went out in the end anyway, but she took it to penalties with that header. And of course, the penalty she most recently scored against Tottenham that took us through in the Continental Cup as well, in the shootout. So, you know, she's had so many great memories. But yeah, I think that Wolfsburg one. And when, of course, when she flattened Alexandra Popp as well, straight after scoring, was it even better, really, wasn't it? Let's be honest. When she's quite pushed her over. So that was funny. Yeah. But yeah, she's been a brilliant, brilliant player, brilliant servant for Arsenal. And yeah, we wish her all the best in America. And yeah, I mean, the weather's going to be a bit nicer anyway. So that's a bonus, isn't it, as well? So, but yeah, absolutely. You know, we wish her all the best. And it's always sad when a great Arsenal player leaves, you know, but it is the right decision for her. Like you said, you rightly said, she's not going to get much minutes in the team now with Leah back. And I think maybe Arsenal were hanging on to keep her until Leah was fit, because we may have been one player short. Now Leah's fit, we're not. Now's the right time. And yeah, brilliant servant for Arsenal. And as Terry says, we're not surprised there. Very, very sad day. He says he loves Jem Beattie. I mean, we all love Jem Beattie, but probably Terry probably loves her more than all of us. But, you know, we all love her as well, don't we? But yeah, no, it's good that, you know, yeah, it's good that she's had such a great career at Arsenal. And I say, let's hope that she finishes her career well in America. I wouldn't be surprised if she comes back in some sort of coaching role at Arsenal when she's finished playing. I won't be surprised to see her back doing some kind of role within the club. If it's not coaching, it'll be something else. But I see her down as being, she's that type of character for me to be a coach, I think. I think she could be really good at that. Maybe a defensive coach, something that we maybe could do with at the moment with some of the goals we could see. But, you know, I'm sure she will be back. And it's, you know, she's had a great career. Greg says, a sad day, a legend has gone. Exactly, yeah. It is always tinged with sadness, isn't it? But equally, you know, I always look at it, try to say, you know, don't be sad for what's gone. Be happy for what you had. And I think we should look back and be happy with the years that we got out of Jen and the brilliant memories and the great stuff that she gave us. So, and I say, you know, she'll be back, I'm sure, at some stage anyway. So, you know, it's not goodbye forever, is it? It's just, you know, thank you. And we'll see you again very soon. So, yeah. So, yeah, we had to obviously talk about Jen, slightly out of line with the show in a way, because we're going to talk about the transfers in a little while. But I just thought that was important to start with a fantastic player. So, what we are going to start with, though, we are going to go back to last weekend, of course, what was a very, very important game, a big game we had to win, and we managed to get there in the end. And, of course, the highlight of the game, one of the highlights of the season probably so far, without a doubt, was, of course, Viv scoring finally in about, I don't know how many appearances she's made since she's come back. She might be not far off 10, potentially, with the substitute appearances as well. So to finally get a goal, I think that anyway, I think we'd all have been delighted. But the fact it was such an important goal in a game that was really frustrating up to that point, you know, we'd played pretty well. We just couldn't find that breakthrough. And then suddenly, from nothing almost, Viv goes, you know what, I'm going to have a go here. And she fired in a shot and Edit flew. And it was like, wow, it was a great moment. And I think it was typical Viv, really, because we were lacking a little bit of spark. We needed something special. And Viv came up with that moment in this game. And without that, we may not have won that game. We could have dropped some more points and been out of it. So not only was it a great moment, it was a really important goal, wasn't it? I mean, Andreas, overall, what did you make of the performance? Because I thought we played pretty well. It was just, they were a stubborn team, Liverpool. They were well organised. They defended well, didn't they? And I thought it was a really impressive victory, the way that we had to grind it out, be patient and grind it out.
Yeah, we remember the first match of the season against Liverpool at home, We lost, and it was it was similar difficult last Sunday, and I was not convinced after 45 minutes that we will win the match, and it was not the best performance. Of course, when the match is won and you said, oh, we have the 3 points and all the tactics and so it worked perfectly. No, I don't think so. The first half didn't impress me. And at halftime, I would have said, oh, maybe we'll see a 0-0 draw. Or if they are lucky and score one in one situation, then we will lose again against Liverpool. So we needed this goal. It was such an important goal, such an important moment when we've scored. Of course, you can say they were weak or they were getting weak. We played them weak. And everything worked, but you need this opener, this one goal that opens the match for you. And it was a fantastic goal, and we were all waiting the last weeks for Whip's first WSL goal after her injury, and now it's the last goal she scored, I think, was against Everton when we went 1-0. Mm. Before her injury break, and now she scored this important goal against the other Liverpool team, and both were such fantastic goals. Maybe this will be goal of the month. It was fantastic, not only Whip scoring, but also the build up for this goal. The assist from Emily. This was just great. And of course, being 1-0 up, then things went easier for us, and the team could follow the tactics. And I said at halftime, I was not convinced that we will win. But after the first goal, I was convinced, okay, we will win. It will be a hard work to be done, but we will win this. Now we are up, we will win. And we've got it done. So very, very important 3 points. And very important to go through such a difficult match and through moments where you have to fight through and find a way through and the breakthrough and the solution for winning such an important match. And if you look on the table, you can say losing another 2 points would have been terrible, because Chelsea and Man City are walking away then. So very, very good. Just a perfect Sunday in the end.
It was, I mean, it was the perfect Sunday in the end, and we all had to be patient, really, didn't we? It was looking very similar to the game at the Emirates for a long time, wasn't it? You know, we had a lot of the ball, we had a lot of possession without really creating lots and lots of chances. And Liverpool, I say, they defended really well. I thought they were good, strong, organised. You can see why they're doing so well in the league, because, you know, obviously Matt Beard knows what he's doing. He knows how to organise a team. Yeah. He knows how to get the best out of them. And you have to give them credit as well for making it so tough for us. But in the end, their quality showed. And what a great moment it was. And Terry says, it was just like the old Viv. Yeah, it was. And what I liked was afterwards, I don't know whether you saw the interview, Andreas, but when she was saying about before the winter break, she felt a little bit scared almost of getting injured again, or just scared being out there and scared of the situation. And then she said she went away in the winter break and decided that, you know, she wanted to get back to enjoying her football. And she says she's come back refreshed. And I think we've seen a different... I've certainly noticed it, and I've said it on the games, everything, that it's a different Viv now to before Christmas. Because before Christmas, she did look... She wasn't herself. She wasn't playing like herself. And she had moments where she did some great things, but she wasn't. She didn't look herself at all, did she? And it's great that she came out and said that in the interview, actually. And I thought, that's what we've all been thinking. We've all, you know, we didn't want to criticize Viv, because we know she's been through a difficult injury. It's terrible time, and to come back is difficult. But it was obviously not the real Viv before Christmas. It wasn't. And now, hopefully, with her recent performances, which you can see have been much better, to get that goal, I think now, I expect between now and the end of the season, I expect to see a much more Viv-like Viv now. Don't you, really, after what she said? It kind of makes sense now, doesn't it, as to why maybe she wasn't at her best before Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah. If you compare her performance against Liverpool and the one against Spurs before the the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. It's totally different. We know that she's thinking too much. It sounds ridiculous.
You're right.
She's not extra person. She's not. I think she makes a lot with herself. Totally different to Beth. Beth has her heart on her tongue, and so maybe it's easier for someone with a personality like Beth to come back after such a difficult time. And Biff was struggling with herself, with her inner feelings. And she needed this goal. And upon her reaction, you saw how much it meant to her. We all know that Biff scored lots of goals and she never celebrated. In this moment, she was not only celebrating, this was like an eruption of emotions and feelings from her. And there you saw it meant a lot to her. And I'm also hoping that she's free in her mind now and not overthinking everything. So having Viv back, and even if it's 80 or 90% of the old Viv, then it will help us enormous for the rest of the season. So very important.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, it's great that she's hopefully now she'll go on a good run, and now she's kind of found herself again a little bit, maybe, and her confidence is coming back, and I think that's the important thing. And hopefully that goal will be really important into all of that, because it was a vital goal, it was a great goal, and it, as you said, until we scored, the 3 points were very, very much in doubt, and after she scored, they weren't really in doubt anymore, and it seemed obvious that we would win. And we could have got a few more at the end. Steena had a few chances after coming on, could have scored a couple of goals herself, a little snatched at the chances a little bit. Maybe the pressure got to her. She could have had three. She was a bit unlucky where one hit the post, I suppose, but it didn't matter in the end. We won 2-0, we got the 3 points which we needed, and really, really happy days. Terry says, to be honest, Liverpool defended really well. Yeah, they did. Their keeper played well, but we need to start taking more of the half chances we create. Yeah, we need to be more clinical. Absolutely, yeah. We're finding it difficult, aren't we, to break teams down. And even when we get a breakthrough sometimes, like the Everton game, we're not always able to go on and push that advantage home and get the second goal and the third goal. Yes, we got a second goal against Everton, but that was after they had scored. We did get a second goal against Liverpool. And then it was easier, wasn't it? It was easier at 2-0. We then had 3 or 4 good chances to have scored a few more. But we need to get in those positions more often. We need to get the goal, get the lead, get the second goal, kill the game off, and then we can relax and play our football. And that's when we win games a lot more comfortably. So, you're right. It takes the pressure off because, we kept a clean sheet and that's great, but we haven't kept enough clean sheets. And because we always concede silly goals, we've got to get 2-0 and 3-0 up, haven't we? So that if we do concede a silly goal, it doesn't matter so much. But you're absolutely right. We have to take more of our chances. Maybe we need to create some better chances as well, because although against Liverpool, we didn't have a lot of good chances, did we, until we scored. We had a few half chances, as you say, but we need, with the players we've got, the quality we have, we should be creating much better opportunities to score. And if we do, we will score more goals. And I think that's maybe a slight issue, but we can't be too critical because we won the game. Viv scored that great goal. We're all happy. And as Andreas said, it was a perfect Sunday in the end. And it was. It took a long while to get there, but good things come to those who wait, as they say. Hannah says, oh my God, Jen Beattie leave Arsenal. Yes, unfortunately she has. We've said a little tribute to her already. It's very sad, but it's good for her, isn't it? Because it means she's going to get to play more football and live in the sunshine. Why not? Who would say no to that? Terry says, I think Viv had her best game since not spending Friday evenings over at Andreas's. Says, maybe that was why. She had a more relaxing evening maybe last week, so she played better. Who knows? Hannah says, very soon, Eisenfeld is going to sell Viv. No, he's not going to sell Viv. No, he's not going to do that. She's just getting back to her best. Of course he's not going to sell her. Anyway, as we said before, I know some of you might have got in late. Amar can't be with us tonight. He is otherwise engaged. He's a busy boy. He's got a life away from this show, which I know he shouldn't have. This should be his life. This should be his complete life, being on this show. But unfortunately, he's got other things he's doing. But he has sent us some videos, and these are his thoughts on the game against Liverpool.
Hi, guys. Hope you're well. Sadly, I won't be able to make the show tonight, but looking forward to seeing everybody's responses. Yeah, it was a good win over Liverpool in the end. We had to work extremely hard for it, weren't we? Yeah, we had frustrating the first half. Wasn't great, There was sat back, as we have seen so many often that times this season. with the low block. But yeah, in the second half, eventually we showed our class and ultimately we proved too strong for them. Should have had more than the two goals, but it was nice to finally keep a clean sheet for the first time since November, and that bodes well, doesn't it? Thought Emily Fox was absolutely outstanding again, played a superb role in both goals, in releasing Russo for the second and a pass to Viv for the first. How good to see Viv as well, scoring for the first time in over a year. And yeah, she celebrated as well, which is great to see. Normally she shows that kind of emotion, but it was great to see her teammates loved it. And yeah, she's allowed that because yeah, she's the GOAT. And yeah, it was great to see. And ultimately we controlled the game. Good to see Stina coming on. And yeah, she should have had a hat-trick as well. But no, an overall dominant performance, and that bodes well for the week ahead and the tough tests that lie ahead. So no, a good performance all round. And yeah, Emily Fox once again was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I suppose it's a good way to bring us into Emily Fox, because she was given player of the match. I'd already given her player of the match from watching the game anyway. And that was easily her best game so far for Arsenal. She's had a great start to her career, and that performance was very good, wasn't it? Yes, she played a massive part in the two goals, which won us the game. But it was just her all-round play, wasn't it? The way she kept driving us forward and always looking to get the ball, wanting the ball, not frightened to take people on and do her stuff. And, you know, she showed all aspects of her play. And, you know, a lot of people were saying when we signed her what a great player she was and what great prospect she's going to be for us. And I think she showed, didn't she, in that game on Sunday, what a fantastic player she is and how lucky we are. Another great signing. We've signed some great players in the last couple of years, haven't we? And this is the latest one. She's exceptional, isn't she, Emily Fox?
Yeah, she fits in perfectly, and if you consider that she's here for I think three or four matches, and it seems as if she's played the whole season at least for us. She's good in defense, but the way she goes forward, she always looks for a chance to pass and pass forward. The assist for Viv was fantastic, but also she was involved in the second goal, and it gives a lot of hope that she's still very young, 24, I guess. So she's coming to her peak years, and she can have them at Arsenal. That's fantastic, and I think it helped that she knew Lotta and Lessie from the time at college football in the US. Probably this helped, but also Jonas had a clear plan that she fits to his tactics, to the way he wants to play. And so, yeah, it's a great signing, and it gives us a lot of possibilities for the future to have such a versatile player, good in defense, good with opening passes, with assists. Yeah, just a great match. And if you are new at a team and after your third or fourth match, you get awarded player of the match, that's fantastic. This will help her self-confidence also.
Absolutely, yeah. You're right. When you join a new club, sometimes it can be difficult settling in a new country. Yes, you had players there that she knew. And yeah, I agree. I do think that really helped, having Lotta and Lessie there that she's played with before. And it's amazing how quickly she settled in. Terry says, I can't believe how well Fox has settled in. Exactly, yeah, none of us can. She's been brilliant. Greg says, great player, just what we needed. Yeah, exactly, yeah, it was. And I say, I know Jonas has been getting some criticism, actually, recently, for one reason or another. And you know, I can understand some of it to a certain degree. But what you've got to say is that the players that we have brought in the last 2 years, they're amazing, aren't they? Some of these signings, you know, obviously Lessie, Stina 2 years ago, you know, Laura, I know she's injured at the minute. You know, these are all really good signings. Emily Fox is just the latest one of those signings. She's brilliant. And let's hope that she hasn't peaked too soon and that she can continue to produce these performances going forward. Because, yeah, as Greg said, I agree. It is just what we needed. And she gives us, you know, when you think on the left-hand side, we've got either Steph Catley or Katie McCabe normally play there. And they're both really, really good, consistent players, add something strong down that left-hand side. And maybe down the right, we were short a little bit since Laura's injury in particular. And Emily's coming now, and now we're strong. We're equally strong on both sides, aren't we? So what more could we want? And let's hope that she can go on from here keep growing and developing. And yeah, it's really exciting. What a signing. You know, the only main sign that we've made, we'll talk about another one in a minute, but and what a great player she looks as though she's going to be. Fantastic. Yeah, and to get player of the match this soon as well, in a tough away game as well. It's not like it was a game where we won 7-0. It was a game that we had to work really hard to win, and she was a big part of that. So yeah, brilliant from Emily, and really, really looking forward to seeing how she develops in the next year and 2 years going forward. It's going to be great to see. So yeah, brilliant stuff. Terry says, Andreas, no sweet talking about Fox like you have Viv and Mido. Keep your hands off. He'll have a picture of her in his house next week. Don't worry about that, he'll be fine. So yeah, obviously brilliant, Emily Fox, fantastic. And let's look forward to seeing her play lots more games, because she was really, really good, wasn't she? Yeah, so Liverpool, we got the job done, and I think that's the main thing we can say about that, really. You know, we had to win, we did win, great moments in the game, and yeah, patience is the key. And sometimes those wins are more enjoyable in a way, because you've had to work hard for them, you know, and you've had to be patient, and you've had to stick to the game plan, and you've had to really do everything right to win the game, and that's what we did. And I was impressed with that overall in the end. We can play better, of course. We'll need to play better against other teams. Absolutely we will. But I liked what I saw last Sunday. I was really impressed overall that we dug in. We found a way to win the game that was looking, slipping away from us at one point. You're thinking a 0-0 draw, it looked like it. But we found a way to win, and that gives me a lot of confidence now. We're on a bit of a roll, you know, 4 wins in a row since the return, and we're looking better, I think, in each game. We're looking a little bit more together now, and, you know, I'm sure going forward, it's really exciting, isn't it? Now, talking about exciting things, of course, it was a transfer window as kind of finished now, as we've mentioned already, a player that's gone. But it's not just a player that's gone that we can talk about. We have actually got one that's come in, a little bit under the radar, maybe. Now, of course, there was rumours of this signing happening a few weeks ago. We did talk about it on the show at the time. No, hadn't heard any news about it. We said at the time, didn't we, Andreas, that it kind of makes sense with Sabrina going off to the Gold Cup, or whatever it's called. Is it the Gold Cup? Something like that, isn't it? So we needed a cover for the goalkeeper. It's a little bit like the Jodie Taylor situation last year, wasn't it, when we brought her in, a free agent, to fill in the second half of the season. And I think she might not play Sarah in goal, maybe. Who knows? Hopefully, Zinny won't get injured. But I think it's a sensible signing when you think of the short term of it, potentially only till the end of March when Sabs is back. You're happy with that, Andreas? Happy that we've got her in? I think it was needed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was needed. But as many of us, I have mixed feelings, because I read a lot about her character and that she's not the easiest character. Let's see. I mean, she's 37, and she should know that this is a special chance for her, just to stay a professional footballer and be at a big club. So yeah, if she's a difficult character, she has to fit in, and she's the one who comes to a group, to a tiny tight knit group, and she must do her part to fit in. Let's hope she does. And she has a lot of experience, winning mentality. She has won Champions League trophies, French titles. So yeah, she knows how to win matches and how to win titles. And if she brings this winning mentality in the dressing room, then it can only be positive for us. She has the experience. If we need her to play, if something happens, you never know, an injury or a red card can always happen to a goalkeeper. And then playing Naomi Williams, who has never played a competitive WSL match or at least a competitive match at senior level, this would have been a problem. And so now we have an experienced goalkeeper who knows everything about the game, about difficult moments and everything. Yeah, let's see how she behaves. And as I said, she brings the winning mentality to the dressing room. Naomi Williams can learn a lot from her. And if it doesn't work, if she doesn't fit in the group, then her time will be limited till end of March. If everything works good, then why not keeping her till the end of the season? So yeah, it was necessary, and let's hope we don't we won't see a situation when she has to come in. But we know everything can happen, and from last year, from last season, we know that terrible things can happen within few weeks. So yeah, it's good that we have done this deal, and let's give her a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I know you'd mentioned about her character before, and you know, obviously that has to be a concern to a certain degree. But I just feel that maybe she knows she's only here short term. She knows she's probably not going to play, and maybe she can be more relaxed and think, you know what, I can just try and help out, whether it's helping out on the training pitch to, like you said, helping Naomi, even helping Zinni maybe in certain aspects because of her experience. And if she can bring something positive as well, then to me, it doesn't matter if she plays or not necessarily. As you said, we don't really want her to play, no disrespect to her, but we don't want there to be any more injuries. We don't want Zinni to be injured. We want to keep our players fit, and she probably won't play if that's the case. So, you know, but I'm not overly concerned about her character. She might have had her issues in the past, maybe, but I'm sure now, coming here for this short time, she's got nothing to lose other than, you know, like you said, playing at a big club or being part of a big club for a few months in some big games. And she's going to be a part of the match day squad. Whether she plays or not, she'll be on the bench, she'll be part of it all. And I think she can bring a lot. And let's hope that she does, without necessarily playing on the pitch, because we don't really... I'm sure she'd be a great goalkeeper if she was needed. But let's hope she doesn't have to play, because it means that we've got everybody fit and there's no issues there. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. We can't lose out of it, really, can we? We've not paid any money for her. She's a free agent, and she'll probably only be here for 2 or 3 months. And it's better to have somebody there than not, I suppose. Greg says, I live with a French woman. I hope Jonas has a lot of patience. Well, I'm going to take your word for that, Greg. I mean, you know, you know better than we do. I must admit, I knew a French girl once, a long, long time ago. Very, very nice. But yeah, she had a bit of a temper, shall we say. There's no question about that. But, you know, it is what it is. But I'm sure Jonas knows how to deal with some character, shall we say, because she may well be a bit of a character, but that's fine. If she does the job she has to do, we'll all be happy, won't we? Terry says, a sacre bleu. Indeed. It's a decent move short term, and I think we're happy with that. Shall we find out what Amar thinks of this new goalkeeper that we've just signed?
So this brings us on nicely to the final talking point of the week, which is the signing of the Champions League winning goalkeeper from Lyon, Sara Bouedi. Yeah, some people will say she's 37, but I don't think age is a matter, really. I think she'll bring a wealth of experience to the back line. Yeah, we'll provide good short-term cover for Sabrina when she's off on international duty at the Gold Cup. Of course, Manu will still be the number one goalkeeper in his eye, in the manager's eyes. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see on a short-term signing whether she actually gets any game time. But I think she will definitely prove to be a good signing in the short term and will provide a wealth of experience to the back line. So, and if you ask me overall, I think we've had an excellent transfer window as well. So I would say, yeah, Emily Fox has been brilliant so far. Whether Bouedi gets game time or remains to be seen, but I think she'll be a good member of our squad, and she'll have she'll certainly, as I said, add strength to the back line and extra protection. So no, in the long term, in the short term, I think it'll prove to be a good signing. Whether she signs on after that remains to be seen. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you guys again soon. Take care now. Bye bye.
Well, we'll actually see you a little bit later, Amar, because that wasn't going to be the last time we were talking about. I know the videos. He didn't know what we were going to do it in, I suppose. But anyway, we will hear more from Emma a bit later on. But yeah, I mean, I don't know about some people say she's 37. She is 37. It's a fact. It's her age. And it's, you know, whether it's relevant or not irrelevant, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is she's experienced, as you said. And I think we needed some cover there, didn't we? Even if temporarily. So we've got a goalkeeper who's won so many big trophies. It's a no-brainer, isn't it? And let's hope that it works out well in whatever way she's needed. Now, of course, she may well be in a squad. I know she won't, because Sabrina's not gone yet, has she? I was going to say, she may have been in a squad coming up this weekend, because we have got another really, really big game on Sunday, another London derby, and another, I think, potentially difficult game to come. It doesn't seem that long ago that we played West Ham at Meadow Park and we beat them in the end, didn't we? Of course, that was a Beth Mead game, wasn't it? Her first goal back from her injury was against West Ham, wasn't it, when we beat them a couple of months back. And of course, we all remember what happened away at West Ham last season, last January, when we dominated the game, had about 500 chances, drew 0-0. And I think that was the time when I think we all started to maybe think that maybe the league title was going to evade us. You know, we just suffered the injuries to Viv and Beth. And, you know, it looks as though it was slipping away from us that day at West Ham. So, you know, and when you think the season before was that last game of the season, where although we won, we lost the title. So it's we've had some disappointing moments at West Ham away the last couple of years. So I think this year we need to put all that behind us and enjoy a game away at West Ham for once, you know, and actually get a good win. And I know they've had their struggles. They've picked up a little bit lately. They've made some decent signings as well as they look to try and get away from that relegation place. They had a good win last week, of course, which has helped them. But they're always difficult games in the WSL these days. We know that. There's no easy game anymore. There isn't. And West Ham are an experienced WSL team. They've got some great players. Of course, Lisa Evans, as we know, was very, very well. But yeah, I think overall, it is, again, it's a game that we should win. We said that last year and it didn't work out that way. So let's not take it for granted. But we've got better players than them. We are in a good moment in terms of our form. Obviously, Viv's back to somewhere near her best as well. So I think personally, last year against West Ham, we didn't have either of those two, did we? Beth was out, Viv was out. We didn't have Lessie. So we're a lot stronger this time. And I fully expect us to go there and win the game. I mean, Andreas, do you expect us to go there and win? I'm sure we should do, shouldn't we, if we play anywhere near our best?
Yeah, there's no excuse now. We need to win these matches, but as we say every week, the WSL is more competitive than ever before, and there are no easy matches. Of course, when you compare Liverpool and West Ham, then you have to say Liverpool is the better, the stronger team. So maybe the task on Sunday should be easier, but even in such a match, we started 0-0 and we have to find the breakthrough. We have to score the first goal to make it easier. West Ham has strengthened their squad during the winter break with Christy Mewis from the USA. Let's see. They are in a difficult situation. We say it's forbidden to lose any more points if we want to stay in the title race. But for West Ham, normally it's forbidden to lose every match. They need points to avoid relegation. Or what happens if Bristol wins a match? Then it will be a very difficult situation for West Ham. So they are playing at home and they will try everything with a deep block, with a low block, and this will make it difficult for us. The goalkeeper is the same as last season when we were unable to score. And we remember that Mackenzie Arnold had one of the best matches of her life. I hope that she will not have another one on Sunday. With the quality in our squad, especially in the attacking line, we should be able to score enough goals to win there. And we have the better team. And let's see. As I always say, if it doesn't work at half time or so, then I would expect Jonas to make the subs earlier. Yeah, of course, Astina lost three big chances. She should have scored a hat-trick away at Liverpool with the chances she had. But anyway, that's no reason to let her sit on the bench for 80 minutes. Just give her another chance. Bring her in. And we have so much firepower in the attacking line. I'm convinced that we will win. The earlier we score the first goal, the easier it will be. But in the end, we will grab the 3 points and bring them home. I'm totally convinced.
Yeah, I am as well. Yeah, and I mean, you know, you mentioned Steiner there, and yes, she did miss some big chances against Liverpool. And it's strange in a way. And I know the circumstances of the game were different because we were 2-0 up and the game's different to when it's 0-0. But in that sort of 15 minutes or so that Steena played, she caused more problems for Liverpool defence than Leslie Russo had done in the previous 75 minutes or so that she played. And yes, the game was in a different place, and we've got to bear that in mind. But she had three big chances, Steena. I can't remember Leslie having maybe one chance in the whole time that she was on. So, you know, Steena, just because she missed those chances, I agree, it doesn't mean we should think, oh, well, let's leave her on the bench. No, because she's a threat. She's a danger. They're not all going to go in. Of course they're not. You know, she took her three chances in the week against Reading. She didn't take her chances against Liverpool. But imagine if she got back-to-back hat-tricks. She'd have still started on the bench on Sunday against West Ham. Guaranteed, she'd still be on the bench. So it's made not a lot of difference, other than to herself, her own confidence maybe. But yeah, she, you know what danger she is. And yeah, I'm sure she'll play some part on Sunday. If she doesn't start, I'm sure she'll come on, and hopefully you'll give her more than 5 minutes, because she's a goal threat. We may well need a goal threat against if the game's anything like last season and even the season before. So, but yeah, you're right. It's a game we should win, and we should win more comfortably than last week. But West Ham will sit and do what Liverpool did. They'll keep people behind the ball. They'll try and close the spaces down. They'll make it difficult for us. Of course they will. They're not going to open up and play football, because we'll rip them to bits and win 6-0. Of course they're not going to do that. As much as we would enjoy it, they won't. Obviously they won't. So it's going to be tough. We're going to have patience again. And yes, it'd be nice to get an early goal, like you said. It'd be brilliant if we can go 1-0 up in the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes, settle us down. And then it's a good platform, isn't it, to go on and win the game easily. But football doesn't always work like that, unfortunately, especially now in the WSL. It is a lot more competitive. And even the teams at the bottom, as West Ham are still a difficult team to break down and beat, especially away from home. So, yeah, we're going to have to play well. We're going to have to be patient again. But, yeah, we've got the quality, haven't we? And I would be absolutely amazed if we don't win this game. But let's wait and see. We'll get our prediction in very shortly. Magnificent Jeff, how are you doing? He says, evening, guys. Hope you're doing well. Andreas and Richard, hope you and your family are doing well. We are very well, my friend. Good to see you. I hope you're well. Papu says, I command you to renew my membership. Well, you see, what happened was with your membership, I told you this before. I think it was Dan who gifted a load of memberships out, and you were fortunate to get one for a month. It was free. You didn't have to pay for it, and you got one for free. If you want to renew it, please go ahead and renew it. There's a button down there. You can click renew and you can renew your membership. We'd love to have you on board to do that. But, you know, you had one free month. Come on, you should be grateful for one free month. You know what I mean? And be prepared to have to fork out for the rest of them, because that's how it works. Terry says, I've got a feeling we're going to spank them. Someone is going to copy it. But you always say that, Terry. You think we're going to spank everybody anyway, regardless. And sometimes we do, but very often we don't. And we end up winning 1-0. Greg's gone for a tight 5-0. Well, yeah, that's a Terry-like prediction. I think Greg and Terry are on the same wavelength when it comes to ball predictions, aren't they? Which is good. Terry says, Greg, you and your tight game results have some faith in the girls. Yeah, well, that's what it is, you see. He doesn't trust them enough, does he? That's the problem. Jeff R says, West Ham is going to be a tricky game. With the signings they made, I expect a competitive game, but I expect us to get the job done. Absolutely. We're in a position where we can't drop points anymore. Yeah, we are. That is a position that we're in. And, you know, we have to go into every game believing that's the case. And it is the case. We have to keep winning. And there's no reason why we can't, because we've got the squad and the players to do it. But, yeah. No game's easy, and I agree. They've made some good signings, West Ham, and they're not going to be a pushover, absolutely not. And we are going to have to play well, as we do in most games. But you're right, we can't afford to drop any more points. No, not if we want to win the league. We cannot afford to drop any more. Greg says, always have faith, a great squad, they're getting better every game. Yeah, I think we are starting to get back to the good form that, you know, we can show. I think it's a gradual progress over the last three or four games, and hopefully we can continue it on. Terry says, only 5-0. I don't think it's going to be that tight. Well, no, I don't suppose you would. Terry says, I've watched West Ham a few times this season. They're crap. Well, they've been very, very disappointing. They have, but they've made some new signings, and maybe it's a new start for them. And, you know, they did get a win last week, didn't they? So let's see. But I'd be amazed if we don't win the game. Anyway, let's see what Amar is thinking about the West Ham.
So, yes, that brings us nicely onto this week's opponents. Yes, West Ham away. Well, they've certainly improved a lot. This will not be an easy game. You saw with the win they had against Bristol City last week. Yeah, they conceded a bit of a poor goal, but perhaps unlucky not to win by more. So this won't be an easy game. But the job that Rian Skinner has to be commended. They were a bit unlucky to lose there a couple of weeks ago against Tottenham. And a really poor goal poor decision go against them with one of Spurs' goals. But yeah, I don't think this will be an easy game. And yeah, we saw last season we struggled to break them down. We've got a world-class keeper, made some good signings, as Andreas' German correspondent said a few weeks ago, with Katrina Gori and Christy Mewis, for example. But I think it'll feel like we're hitting good form now. The defence looks solid. Yeah, Leo will be back. I don't know whether she'll start. I don't expect too many changes from Jonas, but I'd like to see maybe one. Well, of course, Katie McCabe will be won't be unavailable, so Steph Catley will probably come in for her. But yeah, no, it's going to be a tricky game, but one I think we'll have to be patient and again and try and find a way through. Hopefully it won't be a repeat of last season. And yeah, I'm feeling confident. I think the girls will go and get the job done, and it'll be 2-0 Arsenal.
Oh, he's got 2-0 there. Okay, that's fair enough. 2-0 from Amar. Yes, of course. We know how good Mackenzie Arnold is as a goalkeeper. We've come up against her several times and she's generally really, really good, isn't she? So, yes, we're going to have to find a way past her, but we do have the quality. 2-0 would be good. A 2-0 away win. I don't think anyone would have any complaints with that. It was 2-0 last week. Why don't we give your score prediction, Andreas? What's your prediction for Sunday against West Ham?
I'd say we'll win 3-1. I'm convinced we will score more than one goal, and maybe we'll concede one because West Ham has improved a lot. But this time I'm optimistic and I say we won't have that much problems like we had against Liverpool or Spurs. West Ham such a bad season so far, and they can't have a lot of self-confidence, and playing against a top team like Arsenal is difficult for them. So I'm convinced we will make it 3-1 this time.
And 3-1 would be perfectly acceptable as a result. We'll be more than happy with that. I mean, I say it a lot. I don't care really what the score is, as long as ultimately at the end of the game, we've got those 3 points in the bag. Yes, you look at the goal difference and we're obviously behind Chelsea and Man City, and whether that's going to play a part at the end, it might do, it could do, but we can't really think too much about that. I don't think this league is the sort of league where you can say, go into a game expecting to boost your goal difference. I don't think that's the way the league is. All we can do is win our games. And if we can get a couple of early goals, then yes, maybe later on we might have a chance to get the goal difference up. But the priority, first and foremost, is the most important thing. The only thing really that matters is winning the game. And I'm not bothered if we win 1-0 or if we win 10-0 or whatever it is, as long as ultimately we've got those 3 points and we keep plugging away and keep getting those wins. And then let's see where it takes us. Yes. I'd like our goal difference to be better, and it should be better with the chances we've had this season and the players we've got. We should have a better goal difference. We've let in some silly goals, which has cost us as well. But I think over a season, it's points won that are more important ultimately. Very few big things are decided on goal difference. When you look at it over the years, how many league titles have been won on goal difference? Really, not that many. Most things are won by points that you win. So if we keep winning games, that's where we'll end up, where we need to be. So yes, at the moment we're behind, but we're behind in points as well, and that's more important, isn't it? Let's get those points. Let's keep racking those points up, and then see where it goes. But yeah, let's just win the game. It's a difficult away game, but they're all difficult. So let's just get the 3 points. If we can win by a few goals, then happy days. We'll love it, of course. But I'm not overly worried about the score as long as it's a win for Arsenal. But yeah, I expect us to win. I expect us to be able... We scored 3 goals against them at home. And I think we will score at least 3 again this time. I don't know. I think Viv now with a confidence. I think we'll score 4. But yeah, I think West Ham will score because we do make silly mistakes still. So I'm going to go 4-1 and we'll win. But I don't care if it's 1-0 or 2-1. I'm not bothered as long as we win. But yeah, I've got a feeling we might get a few goals this week with the Viv's confidence back and stuff like that. So let's see. Jaffa says, yeah, Russo is a fantastic player. Make no mistake about that. Absolutely. But let's be honest, Stina is a much better striker than her. She missed some sitters in the last game, but her movement in the box is so intelligent. I've been saying this for ages. That is her movement and the runs that she makes in behind is very difficult for defenders to live with. And sometimes in a game, when it's a, when it is a team with a low block that don't want to give you space, Steena's constant movement pulls defenders around. Create, if it's not creating space for her, it's creating space for others. And that's what she's so good at. And when the chances come, yes, she missed them on Sunday, but I'm not really bothered about that. Yes, I'd love her to have scored, but I'm not overly bothered. She came on and made a big difference. And you could see what she offers. Whether she scored or not, but didn't make a lot of difference to me in that game last week. And you're absolutely right. Her movement is brilliant. And that's why she scored so many goals, because she's in those great positions. And, you know, if you're in those positions enough times, Ian Wright always said it, didn't he? If you get yourself in those positions enough, the goals will come. You'll miss some, but if you keep getting there, eventually they'll start to go in. And that's the way to do it, isn't it? And that's what Steena does. She keeps getting in there and, you know, she's scoring goals anyway. You know, she's our top scorer by quite a distance. So there you go. Jaffa says, I have a question, even though I don't think it will happen. He says, but if you were to retire a shirt number in both men's and women's teams, which shirt number would you retire? Oh, that's an interesting question, isn't it? What shirt number would we do? We have to retire any shirt. I mean, for me, I think for the men's team, I would retire the number 10 shirt personally, because I think one, you're always going to be looked on. For me, Dennis Bergkamp's number 10 for the men's team. And anybody else that wears number 10 is always going to be looked upon as not as good as him. So it's almost pointless giving. Yes, Ozil wore number 10, didn't he? And he was a fantastic player. But I personally, in the men's team, I'd retire the number 10 on that basis. For the women, would I retire a shirt number for the women? I don't know if I would, you know. I'm not sure if I would. I don't know if it's quite the same, is it? What about you, Andreas? Would you retire any shirt numbers, and what would they be?
Oh, for the men's team, number 14, Thierry Henry.
Yeah, I guess
what a player. What an influence he had on the winger Arsenal time. And yeah, it would be number 14 for the men's team. And I think for the women's team, it must be number 11, Viv Miedema, because she broke all the records for eternity. I don't think that there will be another player in the WSA in the next 10, 15 years who breaks her goal scoring records. And so this would be the number 11 for the women's team for me.
Obviously, only once Viv's left, of course. And don't retire it now, because you need to keep wearing it. Yeah, I mean, that is going to be a very difficult one to follow, isn't it? When Viv does leave or retire, whatever it might be, whoever takes over the number 11 shirt at Arsenal has got a hell of a job to live up to anywhere near what Viv's done. Yeah, so maybe in the future, retiring the number 11 shirt might be the best bet, mightn't it, in all honesty, so that no one has to follow in her footsteps, because it's difficult, isn't it? And yeah, I mean, Thierry Henry is definitely right. I mean, we've had some... you know, obviously Theo Walcott was number 14, and we've got Eddie Nketiah now as number 14. And but yeah, that would be a number maybe to retire. I quite like the number 14 though. I quite like it as a number on a shirt. So I don't know, but yeah, it's tough. And what numbers then, Jaffa? You asked us a question. What numbers would you retire then if you was going to retire any numbers? Which ones would it be? Greg says clean sheets all the way now. Well, I hope you're right. We got one last week. Yeah, let's go on and run a clean sheet. Let's do that, yeah. Terry's gone 29 and 35. Should both retire as players? Yeah, well, no, that's a fair point, actually, for the men, yeah. The retired numbers and the shirts, the players and the shirts. There you go. Terry says, yeah, good shout, Richard. Retire number 10 and shoot 29 and 35. Well, maybe that might happen. Anton says, yeah, Jonas put Steena on after we scored a first goal and the opponent abandons a low block. She needs the space they leave when they come out of their shell. To a certain degree, as I did say, the game had changed when Steena came on, and that was why she had more chances than Lessie did. Absolutely, I agree. I did say that before about it. But, you know, you've still got to make the most of that space that you might get. You've still got to create some space for yourself. You've still got to make those runs. And we'll never know, will we, whether or not Steena could have had a big impact against the low block against Liverpool when it was 0-0, because she wasn't on the pitch. That's not her fault. When she's been on the pitch this season, she scored goals. Every game she started, she scored in every single game. I think four games she started, she scored in them all. So she scores when she starts games. She scores when she comes off the bench. So I don't think it's just, well, she wouldn't have scored against the low block, because she has done. We wouldn't know, obviously, whether she would have done on Sunday, because she wasn't on the pitch. will it happen this Sunday? West Ham will probably play a low block. Stina will probably be on the bench. Will she come on when it's 0-0? We don't know. Will she start the game and score when it's 0-0? We don't know, do we? So let's see what happens. But I think Stina is effective anyway. Whoever we're playing, she's effective. Whether she starts, whether she comes off the bench, she's a threat. She's a goal threat. And that is what she is. And she's not going to score every chance. No, of course not. But yes, the game had changed on Sunday when she came on. Absolutely it had. And she exploited that space really well. But that still makes her a great player, the fact that she did that. And yes, it would have been nice if she'd tucked one of them away and got a goal or two, because, you know, prove a point even more that she should be in the team. But let's see what happens. I mean, if she starts, I'm sure she'll be a threat on Sunday. If she doesn't start, I'm sure she'll be a threat when she comes on, at whatever point in the game that is. Hopefully, we're 2 or 3 nil up, because that's what we don't want to be, 0-0 with 15 minutes to go again, do we? We want to get ourselves in front, regardless of who starts and who doesn't and who scores and who doesn't. Let's just get ourselves in front. Let's win the game. And then we can enjoy the substitutions and they can enjoy the impact that they can make. But yeah, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. And the game did change. But yeah, I still think that Stina is a threat anyway. Jaffar says, same as Andreas, 14 and 11 for me. The record Viv has put into this team, I don't think we'll ever have a player with such a calibre. No, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And I think, yeah, maybe when Viv retires, I wasn't really thinking of Viv's number because she's still playing, I suppose. So it's not like someone else has put that on. But yeah, you're right. When she stops playing, it's going to be almost impossible for anybody to take that number 11 and not get people start to compare her to Viv. So yeah, it's going to be tough. In the same way that I still think, every time I see an Arsenal number 10, I always think of Dennis Bergkamp. Always. And most players that have worn number 10 since him, which hasn't been that many, have never been anywhere near as good as him. And that's always going to be the case. And it's almost like you should just retire the number, because no one's going to live up to that expectation. No one's going to live up to that quality. So it almost makes sense to do that. But anyway, Dan says there, but to start, I will put fear into the other team. Obviously talking about Stina. Yeah, I agree. There can't be many teams. In fact, I don't think there is another team who doesn't start their top scorer in every game. I don't think there's another team that does that. Stina's our top scorer by some distance. It's not like she's only just top scorer. She's top scorer by a mile. And she hardly plays games. She hardly starts games. No one else would leave their top scorer on the bench as much as we do. And yes, that shows the quality that we've got in the forward line, because, you know, Lessie's a great player. You know, Beth's a great player. Caitlin Ford's a great player. You know, they're all scoring goals to their own degree. But our top scorer is on the bench virtually every game. And that's unheard of, isn't it? That is unheard of. I can't believe it. And you know, of course, she strikes fear into the team. If you look at the team sheet and you're a player who scored 11 goals this season in the team, you're thinking, we've got something to worry about today. You look at Lessie Russo and you think, okay, yeah, she's a great player, but she's only scored 6 goals. We can probably deal with her. Maybe that's what they think. And yeah, you're right. It does put fear. I absolutely agree. Dan says, yeah, God, I get goosebumps when you talk about Bergkamp. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what an unbelievable player, honestly. He's the greatest player I've ever seen play football live. And I'm just so grateful that he played for Arsenal and I was able to watch him so much. Yeah, brilliant. And the same in Viv. Viv's probably the same for the women's team, isn't she? It's been an absolute pleasure that we've been able to see her play live for Arsenal for this many years and all what she's done. So, yeah, they are very similar. They are probably the two players, aren't they, for the men and the women. Both Dutch, funnily enough. I don't know whether that's significant particularly. The Dutch do produce great footballers. There's no question about that. But, yeah, it's that they are probably the two. In my lifetime of watching football, they are the two players, aren't they, that have been probably the greatest for both teams, I think, technically, and what they've brought to the team, how brilliant they've been. So yeah, there you go. But, yeah, let's just enjoy Viv still while we can wear number 11 before we think of retiring her or the shirt, let's be honest. But yeah, that would be probably the right decision. So that was obviously West Ham. We'll expect a win, don't we? Let's be honest. If you want to give your score predictions in the chat as well, I know we've had a couple of big score lies, obviously some 5-0s and stuff like that. I think Terry went 8-0 or something, did he say before? I might have missed that one. Let's go back to that. We got sidetracked there. Terry's gone there. 7 or 8-0 out of Canter. I don't mind if Andreas has a whole squad around Saturday night. I'm that confident. Well, I mean, I personally don't think it'll be 7 or 8-0. But I'd love it. Of course, we'd love it if it was. But let's just get the win first and then worry about the goal difference. I said, Greg says, Brady and Bergkamp, best players we've ever had. Yeah, Brady was, I wouldn't say I was too young to see Brady. I missed his maybe peak years at Arsenal just because I was too young. Unfortunately, I saw bits of him, not as much as I would have liked. So that's probably why Bergkamp would be just ahead for me, because I actually saw his whole career at Arsenal. So that's the only reason. I mean, Brady, yeah, was a great player as well, no question. Absolutely. Because they didn't really have squad numbers back then either, did they? Although he generally was seven, didn't he, Brady? But it wasn't squad numbers as such. Terry says, come on, chat. We're lacking the thumbs up. Show your appreciation for Richard Andreas and the missing Cinderella for all their hard work. Yeah, give us a like, guys, if you're enjoying what we do, of course. So that is the West Ham game. We're all confident we're going to win. But that's not the only game this week. No, it's not. It's a busy week. And it's been a quick turnaround because they had the draw for the Continental Cup. And before we've had 2 seconds to think about it, they've got the game. It's actually on Wednesday, isn't it? So let's look ahead to another big game. And it's not the England Lionesses, it's not Serena's Lionesses, thankfully. It is the London City Lionesses that we've got to play. Not that that's no disrespect to them. They're doing very well in the Championship. But, I mean, we mentioned it on the show, didn't we, Andreas? You said you wanted to get London City Lionesses in the draw. And I sort of laughed at myself when that came out. And it's a good draw for us, let's face it. We've missed the potential bigger teams. We got a tough draw in the FA Cup. But the Continental draw has been a little bit kinder to us, let's be honest. I say no disrespect to London City Lionesses. They gave us a hard game, was it the season before in the FA Cup. We only won 1-0, didn't we? Viv scored, actually, that goal as well, I seem to remember. Yes, it's the draw we would have wanted. At home would have been better, but it doesn't matter too much. We haven't got to travel far, that's the main thing. And it is a game, obviously, the cup that we won so brilliantly last year. We've got a great opportunity now to get back into the semi-final. And yes, it'll be tougher in the semi-final, but let's get there, and I'm sure we will. And I'm assuming as well there's going to be some team changes. I mean, Andreas, we made a lot of changes against Reading in the last game. Do you expect there to be 10, 11 changes again for the Lionesses game? I think there will be.
I don't know whether there will be 10 changes or so, because now it's not group stage, it's a knockout match, and you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was. I was hoping for this draw, and it's the perfect draw for the quarterfinals. No long traveling to an away match. That's. I think this is important too. And it's an opponent who normally can't win against us. They are struggling against relegation in the Championship, and for the London City Lionesses, this is. Yeah, they already had their big success with reaching the quarterfinals and going to group stage. It's this fantastic achievement for them. And we have to give them all respect for this. They didn't go through because an opponent team made a mistake by fielding a player who is not allowed. So, but they really deserved their place in the quarterfinal, and that's a great achievement for them. But normally they have no chance to beat us, and of course we'll make changes and we'll rotate. I'm sure we'll give Leah minutes there. I'm not sure that she will play against West Ham, but against London City Lionesses, maybe she will start and then play the first half or so. And in midfield we'll see Kyra, I'm sure, and then it depends when the players have to leave for the Gold Cup. Next week they should be all available. Yes, it's the week after. So maybe Chloe will get a start, and Katie's out for the West Ham game, so she will probably be back in the team. Maybe Steph will get some rest. And yeah, and of course Dina will start. Finally, she will start in this match, and would be great if she can prove her importance for the team by scoring 2-3 goals against the London Lionesses. It's a match we must win, and we should win with a good result with a lot of goals. I hope so, and it's a big chance to go through to the semifinals in the competition in which we are the title holders. And yeah, let's see. It's a good draw. I'm optimistic, and maybe I, for the prediction, I should go in regions like Terry and say 5-0 or 6-0 for Arsenal.
It should be, shouldn't it? Let's be honest. I think that's definitely what it should be. Yeah, it's. I mean, you're talking about Katie McCabe. Yeah, potentially she may well play this game because she can't play on Sunday. And of course, there's a few little personal battles could potentially happen in that game, couldn't there? With your little John and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm sure they'll keep it professional on the pitch anyway. But it just would add a little bit of extra spice to the game, I suppose, wouldn't it, if Katie does play? But, you know, someone will get a red card probably, and no doubt it probably would be Katie. That's just the way it goes, the way she is. But anyway, Terry makes a great point here. He says, even if Yona swaps all 11 players, we're still really strong, so it won't make much difference. I mean, I kind of agree with that. I don't think it would make any difference if we did. Maybe the goalkeeper, maybe play Sarah and stick her in, change all the players from West Ham. And yeah, I don't think it shouldn't make any difference because the squad we've got, we certainly should have a good enough squad to beat London City Lionesses, regardless of what starting 11 we play. And it is an opportunity for players to get some minutes again. Yes, Dina, of course, will start that game. She scored in the hat-trick in the last game in his competition. She scored a couple of goals in the earlier games as well against Tottenham and against Bristol City. So I'm sure she'll start, and I'm sure she'll probably score a goal or two. And yeah, Kyra will probably definitely play, I would imagine. Chloe Lacasse will almost certainly play as well. So yeah, Frieda Marnham will probably start. She's on the bench a lot now these days. So yeah. But look what a quality that is. You know what I mean? Those players that you talk about, like, as though they're like, you know, reserve players. They're not, are they? They're first team players that just happen to be on the bench most weeks in the WSL because we've got such a strong squad. But yeah, make the changes, give everybody game time, and yeah, let's progress. And I agree, 5 or 6-0 should be what we're looking at. We got 6 against Reading. There's no reason to suggest we can't get 6 against London City Lionesses as well. So let's do it. Let's win that 6-0 as well. And, you know, it doesn't... I think it does help with confidence as well. Scoring goals against any opposition gives you confidence. No matter who you beat, they're a Championship team, we should win, and we should win comfortably. But I don't think that alters the fact. If you win 6-0, it gives you confidence into the next game. Absolutely. So I'm 100% want us to score a few goals. I'm sure we will. And yeah, change the team. Let's do it. Jeffo says here, what I love most about Steena is her mentality and attitude. She knows she deserves to start in the front line, but she never drops her performance. She always gives 10 out of 10. Regardless of her game time. Yeah, she does. And you have to say that is one thing you've got. Whatever you think of Steena as a player, whether you think she should be starting or not starting, you have to take your hat off to her and say her attitude has been magnificent. Some players would have maybe sulked and got the ump and not been able to perform at that same level because they're not getting the starts they deserve. But she's been, every time she comes on, it's like, you know, it's like she's playing as she does every single game. And I agree. And that is a magnificent achievement for her that she keeps doing that game after game after game. And hopefully she'll get rewarded in the end by forcing her way into that team and getting regular starts, because she you're right, she does deserve it. But either way, we know that she comes off the bench and she's going to have an impact. And maybe Jonas knows that as well. That's maybe her problem. Emmy Lou says, how will you feel as a Gooner when Lauren James wins a Ballon d'Or? Well, we won't feel anything because it won't happen. So we don't need to worry about that, do we? Let's be honest. Lauren James, as good as she's doing and as good a player as she is, I don't think she'll win the Ballon d'Or. I just don't think that it will happen. Not if she stays at Chelsea, because the Ballon d'Or seems to be for players that play in a certain country that isn't England. So I think she's not going to win it if she stays at Chelsea, is she? So we're not worried about that. We're not worried about that. And if she wins it, fair play to her. You know what I mean? She deserves it probably. But no, that's not going to happen, is it? Donkey says that Cooney Cross to play and battle with Gorey. Oh, on Sunday, you think Cooney Cross will play? It would be quite interesting, wouldn't it, to see those two against each other, I guess. But I'm not sure Cooney Cross will play on Sunday, not from the start. I think that Jonas has got his WSL team and he's got his Continental Cup team. And I think we'll see the WSL team on Sunday, personally. That's what I think. And I don't think Kyra will be starting, but you never know. She'll almost definitely start against London City Lionesses. So, we've had that comment already. Anon says there, with referencing Jaffa, he says she works very hard, but she does miss easy chances. Goal difference is way behind City and Chelsea, so the goals would have helped. Yeah, I know, but how many more goals has she scored than Leslie Russo in less game time, much less game time? So if you're going to criticise someone for not scoring goals, your criticism should be more aimed at Leslie Russo in that particular regard, because Steen has scored a lot more goals than her. And if their goal difference is poor, Leslie Russo has been starting as number nine in every single WSL game. She started every single game and she's not scored many goals. So that's more the reason. You can't blame Steen when she comes on for 10 minutes and generally scores a goal. Do you know what I mean? You can't blame Steen for her goal difference. Yes, she could have scored against Liverpool, of course, but she's not on the pitch long enough to really be criticised. Donkey says there, will we have Emily Fox for the United game? Why would we not? Is there any reason?
Yeah, I read in press conference, Jonas said the window for the national teams to call the players starts on Monday before the United game. It doesn't mean that the US FA says she has to come to the training camp, but they can order her. So it's still open. And he said there are negotiations with all the continental FAs, and he can't say which player has to leave when. But in worst case, they have to go on Monday before the United game.
Well, okay, I hadn't had a chance to see the press conference today, actually, so I missed all of that. But that's not good news, is it? Anton kind of clears that up as well. He says they will ask the US if she can stay. But if they say no, then she misses the United game. I mean, that would be a big, big loss, wouldn't it, for the United game as well, how well she's playing. That would be massive. So please, US, come on. I'll mind you, Emma Hayes is taking over. She won't. She'll make sure that Emily has to go, won't she? Even though she's not in charge yet. But come on, US, please look. Come on, you know, we've done you a favour. We've given you Super Gen BE. So allow Emily to stay with us for the United game. Come on, be nice to us. Be nice to us. Come on. Terry says we've got them. We've got them, Greg. Even Andreas is going for a tight 6-0 win. Well, it is London City Lionesses. Greg says the sky is the limit for the score. Well, yeah, potentially, I agree. It should be. Donkey says, let's hope they let us stay and report to camp later. Yeah, let's hope they do. I'm hoping. We're all hoping, aren't we? So, Emily Lou says, can we talk about how much bigger Lauren James is than Arsenal? No, we can't, no, because it's not true. Donkey says, I'm sure Emily Fox would want to play at the Emirates. Oh, absolutely. Of course she would. She'd want to play in that United game. 100% she would. It's not her decision, as it seems. But, yeah. I would actually be really disappointed and upset if they call her in and she has to go and miss it, because she's so important now. She's only played three or four games, but she's so important to the team already. So yeah, it would be massive for us if she had to leave. But let's hope US do us a favour and they're nice to us and they let us. Greg says there, Andreas is still a bit conservative. Well, 6-0 is not that conservative, is it? Let's be honest. Terry says to Emily Lou says, I do love a funny joke. Tell us another. Exactly, yeah. Anton says there, James was in Walt's pocket last month to the point that she stamped her in frustration with VAR. It would have been a red card. Exactly, yeah. And unfortunately, as we saw in the World Cup, Lauren James has got that streak in her, hasn't she? You know, she's kind of Katie McCabe, right? We know Katie McCabe is always on the edge of bookings and sendings off, right? It's the way she plays, right? But I think Katie McCabe does it in a nicer way. I think Lauren James looks to be nasty the way that she, you know, what she did in the World Cup, what she did to Leah Valti. She seems to be more nasty on that. I'm not saying she's a nasty person, because I don't think she is, but she seems to do those things. It seems more nasty when she does it. When Katie McCabe does it, you almost laugh. It's almost funny. I know it isn't funny, but it almost seems funny when Katie McCabe goes steaming and then tackles and stuff, you know, and does stuff like that. I don't know. But anyway, no one should be doing it, really. You know, we want to keep everyone on the pitch, don't we? Emily Lou says, Steen will leave Arsenal in the summer to Chelsea. you're quite funny tonight, actually. I'm glad you're with us, because you're making us laugh. Donkey says there, Bon Matty is miles ahead of James. Well, most of the Arsenal team are ahead of James, right? Let's be honest. Terry says, I think it is in his contract, Greg. Yeah, it's definitely in his contract, there's no doubt. Absolutely. Terry says, Steen is too good to retire next season. Every Lucy is there. Russo, haven't posted anything on Insta for about 4 months. Does she feel the pressure that Lauren James is the queen? No, she's just concentrating on playing football because that's her job. So that's fine. I don't care if she posts stuff on Instagram. That's not important, is it? What's important is her playing football every week and doing her job to the best that she can do, which she's doing, you know, and maybe that's a better option, isn't it, really? Donkey says the Gold Cup. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'd forgotten that USA were in it, actually, but you're right. I say I missed all the press conference today. Jeffo says, correct me if I'm wrong, weeks ago I saw us being linked to the Man City midfielder. Can't remember her name. What's the update on that? Is that the little Japanese one? Hasegawa, because she's a brilliant player. Her. I don't remember us being linked to her, though, was we?
No, we have been linked to, I think, Filipa Angeldal. Scandinavian midfielder. I don't think whether she's on Arsenal level. But I'd like to say a few words to Lauren James. I don't like her character and her behavior on the pitch. I don't know how she's personally. Maybe she's a really nice person. I don't know. But her behavior on the pitch is like a bit childish. If things don't work like she wants them, or if the team is losing, then she behaves like a child, and she's not really adult. But apart from this, she's a fantastic player. I saw the last matches when she scored back-to-back hat-tricks, fantastic goals, and she's really such a big talent. I think she's 21, 22. She has a lot of great years to develop. Her football abilities are just fantastic. So apart from her character she shows on the pitch, she's a great player. We have to admit this. But as I said, I don't like her because the way she behaves.
Yeah. No, I agree. I absolutely. And that's what lets her down, isn't it? That's what lets her down, because she's got the potential to be a really good player, a top quality player. And she on the pitch herself, when she's playing, she's got all the qualities. But yeah, I don't like her. I don't like her attitude on the pitch. She always looks grumpy. She doesn't look happy when she's playing. And I don't know. And things go against her and she reacts in the way that we've seen. And that's not good enough. But for top world-class players, don't behave like that. They don't. And that's something that she's going to have to work on. If she wants to be considered as a future Ballon d'Or winner, we don't think that she will. But if that's what she's going to become, she's going to have to work on that side of her character, isn't she? And improve that massively. Because you never win anything like that if she behaves the way that she does on the pitch continuously to do stuff like that. So, yeah, it's something she'll need to work on if she wants to be looked at in the same way as the top players in the world. But she's definitely got the potential to do that. Yeah, back-to-back hat-tricks. I mean, brilliant. But let's not get carried away. Let's not get carried away because she's got a couple of hat-tricks. And she's done okay for England, hasn't she? Anton says, Russo doesn't get the easy chances Stina does. No, she doesn't. But what don't you think then that's partly Russo's fault? Is she's not making those same runs? She's not causing the same problems to a defence. And I said, remember the last 30 minutes of the Chelsea-Liverpool game when they left themselves open chasing the game? Yeah, and it does make a difference. Of course it does. But as I said, every game that Stina started, she scored. So that kind of nullifies. Yes, absolutely. Russo doesn't seem to get the chances Stina does because of the point in the game. But is Russo not making those same runs? Is she not getting into those positions? I don't think she does get into those positions very often. She's not a penalty box player. She's not a six-yard box player. Stina's in there. So when the ball's there, she's there. When Russo's on the pitch, the ball's there, but Russo often isn't because she's dropped deeper or she's gone wider or she's in a different place. So it's partly the way Russo plays and it is partly the stage of the game when Stina comes in at times. I agree, but I think it's both of them really. And I said, don't get me wrong, I like Stina, just wish she was a bit more ruthless with her chances. Russo doesn't miss as many high expected goal chances, but then as you've just said there, Russo doesn't get that many chances because she's not in those positions. Stina's constantly there. So, of course, she gets lots of chances. And unless she scores them all, which she's not going to do because nobody does, she's going to look as though she's... I don't like all this expected goals everything. To me, there's no such thing as an expected goal. It's either a goal or it isn't a goal. That's it. Expected goals is nonsense, isn't it? you know, they say that, don't they? You know, this is a thing that they're looking now at in trying to prove how well a team's played or not played. Expected goals is just rubbish. Expected goals are just chances that you have. Or technically, aren't they? But to me, it's a goal or it isn't a goal. Steiner either scores a goal or she doesn't. Russo scores or he doesn't. It doesn't matter about the expected goals. I think it's nonsense, really. But Russo isn't getting those opportunities because she's not getting into those positions. That's why. So, of course, when she has a chance, maybe her conversion rate is slightly higher. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe that is the case. But that's because she's not in the position to constantly. If Russo had 10 chances a game because she was getting in a position Steiner did, would she score 8 goals every game? No, she wouldn't. She might score 1 or 2 here and there. She'd miss a load. She's not missing them because she's not in that position to have them chances. Whereas Steiner is. So, of course, Steiner's going to miss some. Because everyone does. The best players ever to play football have missed chances game after game. Like, you know, Lionel Messi has missed chances. He's missed loads and loads of chances, but he keeps getting them because he keeps going again and getting in those positions. Ian Wright, Thierry Henry, all missed chances. Thierry Henry missed loads of chances, but he kept making those runs. So he's scored plenty of goals. And that's maybe what Russo doesn't do enough of. And, you know, like yourself, I like Russo. I think she's a brilliant player, but they're so different, aren't they, in what they bring? And we need to find a way to get them both there. Donkey says that James is very sly with. That's what I meant. Yeah, sly. That was what I meant before. Yeah, she's very sly. Yeah, with the way she fouls, like she wants to get away with it. Yeah, McCabe's just. But yeah, no, that's a better way of putting it. Actually, I like that. Yeah, Katie McCabe's just. She wears her heart on her sleeve and she just charges around over the place because it is a passion. Whereas, yeah, James is sly. Yeah, sly is the best way of describing it. Yeah. I like that. That's what she definitely is. Terry says, is that the same game? Arsenal stuffed Chelsea 4-1 and Lauren Havertz, James done nothing apart from getting taken off. Yeah, that was exactly that game, Terry. Yeah, that is exactly the game. Yeah. The future Ballon d'Or winner did nothing in that game at all, apart from stamp on somebody's foot and should have got sent off. Jeff R says there, man said, Lauren Havertz, James. He did indeed. Terry loves Havertz, really. Terry says, give her that 2 hat-tricks and well played, the linesman and the ref. Yeah, there was a couple of dodgy ones in there. Emily Lou says, well, better to be her than the shy mega flop Russo. Well, she's hardly a mega flop, is she? But anyway, let's not dwell on that too much. Terry says, the only thing Lauren Havertz-James will win is the backdoor. Well, yeah, possibly, we'll see. Donkey says, the same Russo who cut through your defence. Exactly, that's a very good point. Yeah, she did, yeah. Yeah, didn't she score that brilliant goal against Chelsea, didn't she? Yeah, she did, yeah. Emily Lewis, I haven't heard any pundits saying Russo is world-class since the Euros. Well, yeah, no, but who cares what pundits say? You know, technically, you've come on our show, you're a pundit, and you're saying some absolute nonsense, aren't you? But we're allowing you to do that. It doesn't make you right or wrong, does it? I don't care what pundits say, whether they say Russo is world-class or not. She's a great player, and she's playing well for Arsenal, and that's what matters. That's all I care about. What pundits say is Teddy Pelly. Donkey says, maybe you should stop listening to Joey Barton. Yeah, that seems to be where that's all coming from. Jeff R says, yeah, absolutely spot on, Andreas. LJ seems to be one of those players that thinks she's bigger than the club. Her attitude is just sickening. Even versus United, she scored and did a shush celebration to her former fans. Yeah, she did, yeah. I agree, yeah. It's that class thing, isn't it, maybe? She doesn't come across as very classy, does she, Lauren James? Let's be honest. As good a player as she is, she doesn't come across as being very classy. And I think, you know, in the women's game, I think that's much more important. In the men's game, you don't care. If a player scores against their former club and go and shush the fans and stuff, that's a men's game thing, and that's fine. In the women's game, that's not what women's football is it? It's not like that. And yes, maybe, you know, Lauren James's brother plays for men's football. She's grown up in that environment. Maybe she's from a different place to some of the other women footballers. Maybe we can, I wouldn't say excuse her for it, but maybe that could be a reason, perhaps, that she's slightly different to some of the other players in the way that she behaves. But even so, it shouldn't be accepted as being okay. And it shouldn't be rewarded. Terry says, how did she do against Arsenal in the final? Oh, yeah, she got taken off in that game as well. Actually, you're right, yeah, in the Conte final, yeah. Donkey says, James is a luxury player. What's your off-the-ball work rate? It's awful. Yeah, no, she's a little bit of a luxury player, I agree. And I certainly, as things stand now, I mean, we have to ask that question, don't we? When you look at the attacking players Arsenal have got, right at this moment in time, would we take Lauren James? And if we would, over who? Andreas, would you take Lauren James in our team? And if so, who would you put her in place of?
Because of her attitude and her character, I wouldn't take her, but her footballing qualities, I think there's no limit. As I said, she's just 22 or so. If she develops like she did in the last 2 years, remember when she came to Chelsea the first season, she was nearly all the time on the bench, and how she developed from this time, it's fantastic. And for the Linus team, for the England national team, we need her. We need her to develop further, and she can be a very important player for the Linuses. Currently, I wouldn't take her for Arsenal. Maybe she's better than Chloe or even Caitlin, but not with the behavior she shows on the pitch. You have to see. I see two different Lauren Jameses. It's her behavior, and it's the quality she has as a football player. And this is no doubt. This is fantastic. Maybe so far in this season, she's the best player this season in the WSL. Just for what she's playing, what she's scoring goals. It's not the easy goals. It's really quality what she does. I see this from two sides. And as I said, I don't like her attitude. Maybe she changes or she develops. Maybe she gets older and adult or how we can call this. And in 2 or 3 years, we'll say she's one of the best players in the world. It would be great for the Lionesses. Let's see.
See, I agree that she's a very, very good football player. And I've said this for a while, actually. And I don't like her personality on the pitch. No, absolutely, I agree with you. And I wouldn't... But in terms of for Arsenal, I wouldn't want her at Arsenal, not just because of her attitude. I wouldn't want her at Arsenal because I believe that our players in... playing her position are better than her. I honestly believe that they are. I don't think she would be good enough to get in our team. You know, if Stina can't get a game for us, there's no way Lauren James gets a game for us. No chance. So I don't think she's, you know, yes, she's playing well this season, and you could argue she's been one of the best players in WSL. Yes, I agree. She's up there, definitely, no doubt. And she's still young and learning and developing. And I think when Emma Hayes leaves, I don't think Emma Hayes helps, because she's not exactly going to sit Lauren James down and say, oh, I don't like your attitude on the pitch. Because Emma Hayes likes that kind of thing, doesn't she? You know, that's she's almost encouraging that to a certain degree. And I think when Emma Hayes leaves, we might then see a more mature Lauren James on the pitch. And then she may well go on and become an even better player and really reach her potential. But I wouldn't want her at Arsenal because I actually don't think she's as good as what we've got. Honestly, I don't. Even as well as she's playing, I still think we've got better players than her. And as Terry's pointed out already, what's she ever done against Arsenal? I don't think she's ever had a decent game against Arsenal, has she? She's never done anything against us in big games, cup finals, and, you know, wherever else it is, you know, recently again. So, you know, for me, you've got to perform in your big games. And, you know, it's all very well scoring a hat-trick against, you know, West Ham or whatever it was she scored a hat-trick against the other week. You know, you've got to do that in a big, you've got to produce in the big games to become a world-class player. And I still think we've got better players than her. So there you go. Emmy Lou says, hi, Lauren James is the best player in the world. You guys know. Well, she's not the best player in the world, is she? So, no.
Not yet.
No, and will she ever be? We don't know. Hannah says, Stina will leave the club next summer. I don't know. I don't know if she will. I hope not. We'll see. Jeffo says, I wouldn't take her either, but it doesn't mean she's not good enough. I just don't see the reason of having her in the team. She's not a goal scorer who could give you 15 plus a season. I don't think she would. No, I wouldn't want her in our team. No, I don't think she would. She's what we need. Terry says, Lauren James is a liability. Wind her up. And if the ref's brave enough, she's getting sent off. Yeah, that's true. She does get involved, as we said. Donkey says, Lauren James only scores against scrubs. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Everyone who says United is not a big game. Not really, no. It's not, is it? You know, it's not. How did United get on in the Champions League? Do you know what I mean? So it's not a big game, is it? The only big game in the WSL is Arsenal against Chelsea. That's it, isn't it? So and she's been rubbish in them games. So there you go. So, but no, I mean, that's she's a great player. She is a great player, but I wouldn't want her at Arsenal for lots of different reasons. And I don't think she'll come back to Arsenal anyway. So we don't care. We don't want her back. So there you go. But yeah, so there we go. We have we've looked back at the Liverpool game, which was a good win. We've got a new signing, a new goalkeeper that may not even play a game, which would be, will that be one of the only signings ever to join a club and never play for them? Potentially, it might be one of the only ones. Of course, we've lost the legend as well today. We have lost the legend that is, of course, Jem Beattie, and Terry's very sad about it, as he said before. So, yeah. We've lost Jem Beattie. She's gone to America, and we wish her all the best. And I say we've looked forward to two big London derbies, West Ham on Sunday in the WSL, which we think we'll win, and of course London City Lionesses next Wednesday in a Conti Cup quarter final, which again we think we'll win, and probably a little bit more comfortably than a West Ham game, we would assume. Anon says there, James did very well against China at the World Cup. Exactly, yeah, she did well against China, and that sums it up, isn't it? There you go, she did do well against China, but it was China, so you know. Terry says, yeah, United is a big game for you. Yeah, exactly, it is, yeah. Donkey agrees with me, it's China. Exactly, yeah, it's China. But, I mean, you can only beat what's in front of you. She almost cost us, didn't she, by getting sent off as well, let's not forget. So, you know, let's you know, got to look at both sides of it all. So, yeah, we knew it was going to be a busy show tonight. We knew there was lots of things to talk about. We've talked about lots of things. It's been really good. We've missed Amar, of course we have. We've got his videos, though, which is good, so that was nice. And hopefully he'll be back with us next week, where we will be, of course, looking back on the West Ham game, looking back on hopefully what will be a semi-final appearance to come. And, of course, next weekend, it is the big FA Cup game, isn't it? Manchester City. So that's a big game to look forward to as well, isn't it? Well, it's all, you know, it's all getting excited, isn't it? We get to this point in the season, it's very, very exciting. So that's all to look forward to, isn't it, on next week's show. When I say Amar should be back with us as well, so that'd be good. So coming up then, of course, this weekend, well, there's nothing on tomorrow. There's no games tomorrow because, of course, the men and the women are both playing on Sunday, which is really, really bad planning from the fixture people and the TV companies and everything else. So thank you for making my life very, very difficult. But anyway, luckily, there's the game's on at the same time. So the women starts at 12:30 against West Ham. So we'll be live here at 12:15 for the game. So please join me for that one. And then I'll be back after that at 4:15 because the men are playing Liverpool, of course, at the Emirates in what is a massive game there as well. So it's going to be a busy Sunday. It's going to be an exciting Sunday, and it is going to be a lot of fun. So join me for those two on Sunday. Then, of course, next Wednesday, we'll be back for the London Lionesses game. Of course, we will. 7:00 kickoff, a little bit earlier for a midweek game. So we'll be at 6:45 for that one. Next Friday, of course, we'll be back, as I said, with a women's show, looking back on a busy week, looking ahead to that big game against Man City in the FA Cup. Wow, that is going to be fun, isn't it? Terry says, great show again, Richard and Andreas. Miss Cinderella tonight. But on a more positive note, hit that like and subscribe button indeed. Donkey says, thanks for a great show. And I thank you for your comments as well and for joining us. Thanks to everyone for watching tonight. It's been a busy show, a lot of good, great comments. We even had a Chelsea fan in as well, which is nice, isn't it? Let's hope that the Chelsea fans come back on the show at the end of the season when we've pipped them to the league. They're probably going to hiding, won't they, when we beat them in the FA Cup again. We beat them in a Conti Cup, we win the league. We won't see Chelsea fans on the show, will we? But you're welcome back at the end of the season if you want to come back on. So that's that, and that is the Arsenal Women's Show for this week. It only means one thing, of course. It means that the weekend is now officially here and we can all go and enjoy a great weekend. We've got a quiet day tomorrow, haven't we, with no Arsenal playing, which is sometimes it's nice to have a day off, but it just means it's going to be a crazy Sunday, isn't it, this week? But anyway, we will all enjoy it, won't we? So thanks, of course, as always, to Andreas. Have you enjoyed the show tonight? It's been busy, but it's been good.
Yeah, enjoyed it very much. And as always, it's interesting to talk about all this stuff. And I think tonight was really interesting discussion with our viewers. Interesting and they brought up some subjects which we haven't thought before, so it was really, really interesting and I enjoyed it very much. Thanks for having me and thanks to all our viewers for discussing with us and interacting. That's great.
Exactly. I mean, it was a really interesting one tonight for that, wasn't it? You know, we generally get a lot of people watching the show. We don't always get so many people joining in with comments and stuff. And it's nice when you do, because you know, we go off track a little bit of what we intend to talk about, but that's what it's about. You know, we like to, you know, if you've got points you want to make about different subjects, then brilliant, throw them in and we'll talk about it, because that's what it's about. You know, it's not just about, it's not just about what we want to do. It's, we want to talk about the stuff that you want to talk about. We want to make it your show as well, you know, so it's great that you do that. And, you know, please join us again next time and join in as well. It's great. And so thanks to Amar as well. Although he couldn't be here in person, he was here, of course, in his own way, as always. So that was nice. So thanks to Amar as well, which is really good, isn't it? Donkey says emotional damage for that Chelsea fan once they meet us again. Exactly. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. They won't be back, though. At the end of the season, when they win nothing and we win it all, they won't be back to congratulate us, will they? Absolutely not. But anyway, Terry says, have a great weekend, chat, and hopefully see you all Sunday. Take care, stay safe, and Sortie ain't winning nothing. Exactly, yeah, Sortie's going out on a downer, isn't she? Poor old Sortie. Terry says, come on, you go to girls, indeed. Greg says, great show, looking forward to two great games for the girls. Yeah, exactly, yeah, big week of London derbies. Greg says 20 goals by next week. Well, 20 goals would be nice, wouldn't it? But I'm not too sure we'll get 20 in the two games. But we'll see. Terry says, Greg, Donkey and Dan, see you all soon. Indeed. And there we go. So, yeah, brilliant show tonight. Thank you guys, obviously, for your contributions as well. Really, really appreciate it. It's been great. And hopefully we'll see you soon. I'll be back Sunday with the two watch-alongs in one day. Well, I'm going to have me Yorkie with me, aren't I? I think I'm going to need me Yorkie on Sunday, aren't I, to get me through with me cup of tea. So join me for all of that. It's going to be good. Andreas, thank you very much, as always. Amar, thank you very much for your videos as well. We'll see you next week, I'm sure. I will see you Sunday. So thanks for tuning in. This has been the Arsenal Women's Show, and it's been absolutely fantastic. We're here every Friday at 7:30. So come along and join us, because it's fun. We'll see you then. Thanks, Andreas. Thanks, Amar. Thanks to you guys. Please like and subscribe. Come on, you Gunners. I'll see you Sunday. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a good one. See you later. Thanks for watching. Just go back to the comment there from Terry. He says, are you and Paula out running tomorrow? Well, as things stand, Paula is. And as at the moment, I'm playing football. As things stand, we've got a game for my vets team. But we've only got the bare 11 players. And if anybody pulls out overnight, then we may not be playing and the game might be off. In which case, then, obviously, I would go running as well. We'd do a park run. But Paula's doing her park run tomorrow regardless. So she'll be out there running as usual. And I'll be probably playing football, but who knows. But we're both doing next weekend, next Sunday, we are doing a race. I'm doing a 10K, Paul is doing a 5K, so we'll obviously be doing that next Sunday, so that's going to be good. But yeah, tomorrow, Paula is, I may not be, probably not, because I'm committed to playing football for the time being, so that's that. Terry says, Super Gem Beatty, we love you. We do indeed, we love Super Gem Beatty, don't we? And we're sorry to see her go, but pleased for her. So yeah, that's that then. Thanks for watching, guys. I will see you on Sunday. Look forward to that. Cheers, guys.